It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps Project, commemorating the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance. The history-making vote represented a significant cultural shift in tobacco-rich Kentucky and inspired other counties, cities, and towns to follow Lexington's lead. Today, we hear from former Urban County Councilman Willie Fogle, who voted for the ordinance, and Lexington restaurant owner Joe Bologna, one of the first food service businesses to voluntarily offer some level of smoke-free dining. The two discuss their personal reasons for backing the No Smoking Initiative.
I smoked for 10 years, but when I started in business March 1st of 73, I worked 16 hours a day for the first 2 years and got bronchial pneumonia. And I looked at the cigarettes and I said, why am I smoking? And I threw the cigarettes away and haven't smoked in the last 38 years. When I opened my Southland restaurant, I was big enough where I actually had a smoke-free section.
Right. I remember that when the Smoke-Free Coalition was looking for bars and restaurant people to join them. And I know they approached you as one of the early birds.
Probably only 10% of our customers smoked, and it was the best interest for the customer. And the back area where it was smoking, the walls were actually stained yellow from the smoking in that area. When I voluntarily started, you know, it increased business 10%. So being the first smoke-free was really, because I normally grew at maybe 5% a year. So it actually made me grow faster than normal.
As you may or may not know, you know, I have children. My youngest is a very severe asthmatic. So even when we'd go to restaurants in Lexington that had the smoke-free section and everything,
right.
I mean, most of them you'd only be 2 feet away, and because no matter what, my daughter would always have problems, and we'd go home, and if you smelled your clothes, you still could smell the cigarette smoke even being in a restaurant for about an hour.
I look back on my family. There were a lot of smokers in my family, cigarettes and cigars, even though, like, when I was a kid, I never smoked. But the I out of 11 kids, seven died of some kind of cancerous lung disease. That didn't smoke at all.
Yeah.
I had an aunt that never smoked and had lung. See, three aunts that never smoked and got lung cancer. So, I believe being in that environment, it caused it, and part of my responsibility to my customers that I see that it's the best for them. Like you did on voting for it to happen in the first place.
I guess both of us thought we were doing what we thought was best for our customers, our citizens, you know, everybody in general. I mean, you know, and I think over the last 10 years, it's definitely proven to be. I mean, I don't think any restaurant has, you know, failed. I mean, we heard the horror stories when all this was going on, and you know, the protests, you know, my bar, or, you know, my restaurant will be going under in a, you know, 2 months once this ordinance is passed. And I don't think we saw any of that.
Business people, restaurant people that complained about, and bar people, I think there are more bars thriving in Lexington than ever before. So that truly, that's a false idea that people have on that.
Anytime you do something different, I guess it's the thing of change that people scares them more than anything, don't you think? I mean, you know, the unknown, what's going to happen. You know, I guess they knew what the status quo was then.
Right.
More communities every day, you read the paper, are trying to do the same thing because there's still plenty that haven't, you know, followed.
Well, I think Lexington is just a good example of the right things to do, and this, it's made it a nice, better city overall, and good example to other cities which have started around us afterward.
Former Urban County Councilman Willie Fogle and local restaurateur Joe Bologna talking about the 10-year anniversary of the No Smoking Ordinance. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio from their grant-funded oral history project. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at this same time here on WUKY.